FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour two of the Sports Hangover coming up in 15 minutes. It'll be Touch 'Em All, Timmy Grubbs, Mr. Tim Grubbs, voice of your New Orleans Baby Cakes. Will give us the very latest on the cakes and Major League Baseball storylines. I may just maybe play, something that happened on Sunday.
Beloved Cubbies.
Just may replay that, that's all.
Also, did you see that cannon of a throw? I forgot which team he's on. He threw it all the way from the outfield to first base.
You know what? You deserve it. What am I going to play right now?
No.
Well, why? What am I going to play right now?
Monty.
What am I going to play right now? What did you just say? Do it again. Say it again.
No.
Say it again.
Did you see?
Uh-huh. Well, you started with, I don't know what team it was.
I don't know what team he's on.
Hey. Again, I mean,
But it was a cannon of a throw.
But you didn't. No, I don't know who you're talking about.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Try to be a little bit more descriptive. You know, just. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I do that sometimes, too. Did you see that play? And I don't reference the team or anything, but here you go.
Was it?
It just gave me an opportunity to play this.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Really? It really is paying off, though.
You missed that bite.
Cannon of a throw. I don't know what team it was, though.
Do you remember what team it was?
Well, no, I don't know what you're referencing.
You just said, I know what it is.
There were a handful of throws that could be referenced as that you see that cannon of a throw. That's all I'm saying. We'll ask Tim if he knows what game you're referring to. Same description, all right?
Okay.
Same description. Let's see if Mr. Tim Grubbs can figure it out as well. Got a couple of questions of the day that we threw out there at ESPN Radio. New Orleans on Twitter, Facebook as well, join the intern. As one of the things that we've been asking is, you know, Sean Kelly came on and talked a little bit about the Pels. Max Kellerman, we played the bite, right? He says Anthony Davis, by the end of this year, will surpass LeBron as the best player in the NBA. I'm interested in that. See if that happens. 13 times the Pelicans will be on national television. Also, the other question of the day we're throwing out there is, in the wake of the Maryland football scandal, we're asking parents and coaches at every level, like, what's acceptable and what's not acceptable language? Motivational tactics, practice habits towards players. Do you know what I'm talking about with this story here? Because I'm asking, I kind of want to know just from parents, if you know, a lot of dads coach, a lot of moms coach, at playground level, high school level, pro level. Kent Trahan is going to join us at 2:30 to talk a little bit about this. How do you motivate, push someone to get better properly when all athletes are different? Not everybody's the same old, right? I think one of the most difficult things and what really makes a good coach a great coach is the ability to be able to see what makes that player tick. Could be cerebral, could be physical, could be challenging, could be kid gloves a lot of times. And even in that phrase that I just used, kid gloves, what's the appropriate language? I'm reading the story about what happened in Maryland, and if you're not familiar with it, back over the weekend, EJ Durkin, he's the head coach, was placed on administrative leave. One of his offensive linemen, Jordan McNair, died of heat stroke, suffered following a football workout. His body temp was 106. Reports say he had trouble standing up following a set of 110-yard sprints, had a seizure. Now, all this happened on May 29th. He didn't pass away until June 13th. But there was an hour between him showing signs of a seizure and EMTs being called and showing up. I guess when I read this story and then I read the subsequent ESPN reports of the culture that's at Maryland, Again, things are different now that I'm a dad. You know, and Carver's working his way to 2 years old here. And, I mean, you got baseball camps, soccer camps at, you know, 3 years old, 2 years old, this other stuff, and kids are practicing. So we almost kind of, not almost, got, we trust our coaches at every level, right? We drop them off at practice, during practice, and we always around. Or I was paying attention to. I know a lot of parents, when I've coached little league ball or playground baseball, some stay at practice, others come back. There's a lot of trust in the language that we use. There's a lot of trust in the motivational tactics that we use. And I would say, right, over the last several years, things you probably did 20, 10, 15, 5 years ago change. Right? I think I referenced this yesterday, Jordan, when I said, you know, the Bear Bryant. I remember, you know, watching the movie that ESPN, I think it was ESPN that did it. There's been a couple movies on it, the book and what people have reported. Like, you know, when he was at A&M before the Bama, it's like, there's no water. You practice on dirt. You know, if you don't bleed, you're not a man. Things of that nature. Like, even just saying that now, is that acceptable? Like, how do you motivate a player without denigrating them, insulting them? How do you push, right? Because I guess greatness or exceptional athletes or even just to compete, you kind of have to get past certain hurdles. You know, like when you're tired at first, how do you push to that next mile? How do you hit to where you can run a mile? How can you push to run faster that mile? Soccer, football, I mean, there's always, you're going to hit walls. How do you get them to push it? I think to me it's common sense and decency, right? Like, do I have to call you fat boy if you can't get your weight down? The Maryland people, strength and conditioning staff and coaches, did that a lot. Per the ESPN report, there was a coaching environment, and this is anonymous players now coming forward because they're scared. Coaching environment based on fear and intimidation. In one example, a player holding a meal while in a meeting had the meal slapped out of his hands in front of the team. At other times, small weights and other objects were thrown in the direction of players when Rick Court, the conditioning coach, got angry. Belittling, humiliation, and embarrassment of players is common. In one example, a player whom coaches wanted to lose weight was forced to eat candy bars, and he was made to watch teammates working out. Extreme verbal abuse of players occurred often. Players routinely were the targets of obscenity-laced epithets meant to mock their masculinity. When they are unable to complete a workout or weightlift, for example, one player was belittled verbally after passing out during a drill. Coaches have endorsed unhealthy eating habits and used food punitively. For example, a player said he was forced to overeat or eat to the point of vomiting. And it goes on. Again, some of this is common sense, right? Again, I have a different view and take on a lot of this, being that I've been involved in sports, sidelining, play-by-play with universities, coaching at the playground level and stuff. My job, or I've seen strength and conditioning coaches' jobs, is to get athletes to their peak conditioning level to perform the best they can. It's to help them. Yes, I talk to strength and conditioning coaches. There's times where there's a player that it's a little harder to motivate, right? Doesn't want to work out. It struggles with their weight. It's a fine line. But I also think it shouldn't be that difficult, right? Humiliating somebody, I don't know if that works, right? I don't think it does. And that's what I'm saying. Like 10, 15 years ago, I mean, you would probably use language and you would say things that today I think you have to give pause to. And I guess that would be my rule of thumb. If I have to give pause to something, right, it's sort of like the phrase, Jordan, I don't mean to insult you, or I don't mean to be racist, or I don't mean to be sexist, you know, but, you know what I'm saying? If you have to preface your statement with that, it's probably not a statement you should say. Does that make sense? But I find myself doing that either when I you know, coached or something like, you're trying. I remember one kid, in Little League Baseball. He's a little heavier than other kids, and he struggled just to do the simple running around the bases drill in baseball. And you have to watch what you say. I have to eventually try to get him to where he can run those bases, right? Exercise, things of that nature. And I mean, he'd get halfway to first after first and after the second time, breathing heavy. Didn't want to do it anymore. I mean, it's you know, how do I motivate them? How do I get them going? But I think it's common sense. I mean, if you see someone in distress, you need to use your common sense. If you see someone having a seizure, you need to use common sense. If you're in extreme weather conditions where there's heat, withholding hydration is not common sense. If someone's physically ailing, and again, you are tasked and you are given that that the responsibility of that person's life is in your hands, you got to know better. And a lot of times coaches trust strength and conditioning coaches to do that. That's why they're hired. That's why they're certified. You got to know that. But I don't think that's uncommon, you know, mocking people on their masculinity, mocking people for their weight. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong if you fumble, Jordan, you duct tape, you know, a football to someone's hands at practice, or you make them carry a football through class. You know what I'm getting at? Just, I mean, you have to have some common sense, though. Jimmy wants to chime in, 800-998-1003. What you got, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, real quick, two questions. I'll hang up and listen. Mm-hmm. What are the chances the Saints cut bait on Savage in the next week or two because of the supposed, you know, love fest between Saints coach Sean Payton and Mike Glennon? If Glennon frees up in Arizona's little quarterback logjam, is that right? A possibility, number one? Question number two, Kakaha, you know, we know he's too big to be linebacker, too small to be D-end.
Right.
We drafted him somewhat high. He's been injury prone. Are we going to keep this guy or not?
I'll start with the second one real quick, Jimmy. The problem with Kakaha, and you saw them move him to linebacker this year, is I think they're trying to figure out where he goes. You got a log jam right now in that right defensive end where he was, right? It's Alex Okafor, Marcus Davenport. That's the depth chart for this week going in. It's the depth chart last week, and that probably is going to be that way. Al-Kadeem Muhammad also in there. He was the guy that got the start against Jacksonville. So you got a log jam there, to use your phrase, and especially the fact that they moved him to linebacker. At linebacker, you have a log jam of players there. I think making plays in special teams, maybe trying to shine one or two in these preseason games, I think it's going to be a struggle for him to make this team, to be honest with you. I just don't know where you put him. He has a motor. I think they like him personally. I think he worked hard. Just where do you put him? He doesn't do anything exceptional. Perhaps he's not the pass rusher on the end that's going to beat out Al-Kadeem Muhammad, who has bigger size, or obviously Davenport, who you traded to go get, and Alex Okafor. You brought in more linebackers, and now you're moving him into that position group that's already deep. So I don't really know where you go there. As far as Savage and Glennon, I'll say this. It's sort of what Sean Kelly just sort of said. I think, and I've been saying, by the time you get to preseason game number three, if you start to get the sense and feeling that that quarterback, whoever that is, isn't moving the team, they're not getting points, then they'll make a phone call. I'll say this. I think with Savage moving the team, getting two scoring drives, that'll help those chances. I think it's both of those quarterbacks right now, and you'll get a better indication, as I keep saying, if he stops playing in the, you know, special teams portion of games or at practice, Taysom Hill, you think he's getting closer there. I just don't think he has the experience there. I think Sean Payton, in a season that they make the moves like they do with Marcus Davenport, the all chips on the table sort of mentality that you get the sense and feel over there, they're going to want a veteran quarterback. They're going to want somebody that, if Drew Brees has to go tie his shoe or has a helmet malfunction, will be somebody that's actually taking a snap in an NFL game. So I think it's Savage right now, unless he goes out there and throws picks the next couple of preseason games. And then if Glennon or somebody else is made available, yeah, absolutely, I think they'll make a call. But again, that guy then has to learn the offense. That guy then has to be able to run an offense and learn all of that. So I think right now it looks like those two are going to go in with Drew Brees. Quick break. We come back. It'll be Tim Grubbs, voice of your New Orleans Baby Cakes, some of the top storylines in Major League Baseball. We'll touch on that as well. No go anywhere. It's the sports. You found the clip?
Yep.
What team is that?
It's the A's.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. We'll ask Tim Grubbs if we saw that play. When we come back next, you're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Since 1948, that's 70 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, but they can order larger if you like. They also stock 2, 3, and 4-blade propellers up to 42 inches. They have a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Now listen to this. Alario Brothers is now stocking rudder blades so you can make your own rudder. They are now carrying stainless steel plate pieces. You can make your own V-strut. They have a huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder, and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and dripless shaft seals. They also stock tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings, along with a big line of motor mounts. And if they don't have it, they can get it for you. Go visit Alario Brothers before the season. Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego, 504-341-1843. Visit their website, alariobrothers.com.
Ouch!
Do you feel pain every time you open your electric bill? Well, start saving now by installing TAP spray insulation from Terminex. TAP attic insulation zaps energy draining drafty attics, and it makes your home more energy efficient. And Terminex TAP insulation offers all-season protection, saving you money in summer as well as in winter. It also controls pests like silverfish, ants, and cockroaches. Call the Terminex insulation experts at 693-3152, and the next time you open your electric bills, you'll say,
thanks, Terminex.
This is Mike Dettie. If you love having the weekends to do special things, at Neal's Small Engine, you will find everything you need to keep your lawn nice and neat. We have Gravely and Skag Zero Turn mowers, Echo, Shindawa, and steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Our showroom is the biggest in the South. So if you want the best products along with the best service, there's only one place to go. That's Neal's Small Engine Incorporated. We have 3 locations to serve you in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodeau. It's the best on the bayou.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Fly ball. Well hit. Right center field. And Juan Diaz can touch the ball.
As always, once a week, we like to talk with Tim Grubbs, voice of your New Orleans Baby Cakes. I'm Mr. Tim Grubbs. You're going to follow him over on Twitter. Tim, always a pleasure when we chat during the afternoons. What's going on, man?
Oh, just enjoying downtown Memphis. Team's playing well, and it's always good to come into Memphis and, you know, and knock off those pesky Redbirds. But all is well as, you know, we head down the stretch. Just a few weeks left of the baseball season.
Hey, man, 3 wins in a row, 4 of the last 5.
Yeah, and even beyond that, we've won 8 of the last 9.
Oh, yeah, so, there you go.
Yeah, when you go back to our road trip in Albuquerque. So the team's playing great. You know what's crazy is, you know, we lost a player, Eric Campbell, who's our team's leading hitter, team's leading RBI guy. And, you know, you lose him in the last game of the series in Albuquerque, and he's a guy that was a midseason all-star, probably going to get called up in September, if not earlier, and you hate it. You lose them for the season, and you wonder, you know, can we recover, you know, without losing the guy that's driving in all the runs? And it's just, you know, sometimes when you lose a guy like that, everybody's stepping up. And, you know, Austin Dean was the PCL hitter of the week. He stepped up. J.D. Shuck's been good. And it just seems like we're getting contributions from the whole lineup.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, that's one of the things, I guess, you always say finish strong and get into it. But look, with the Marlins not in contention, they probably might make some call-ups and get some of those things. But at the same time, there's call-ups from the A and double-A ball.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. I mean, these guys are, you know, if they're playing, you know, not just for them, they're playing for themselves. They want to make sure that they finish the season strong. I mean, you don't want to tank in the last month of the season and then all of a sudden, you know, the back of your baseball card, you know, the statistics tailed off because you didn't finish strong. And it shows if that's the case. And, of course, you're trying to get, you know, a September call-up. You're trying to get a chance to get re-signed or maybe get traded. Or, you know what I mean? There's so many opportunities. There's still scouts at every one of these games. People are still watching them. The Marlins had two players get hurt in games yesterday. Martin Prado, the third baseman, got hurt in game one of a doubleheader. And then in game two of a doubleheader, Miguel Rojas got hurt. Now, he's day-to-day, but Prado's already been put on the DL. So there's so much movement that you have to keep playing strong because, hey, the opportunity is going to be there for somebody if you're not the one that's finishing strong.
Speak with Tim Grubbs, at Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow him over on Twitter. You got a couple more games at Memphis, then Nashville. You come home for three against Memphis, the dreaded Round Rock Express, and then Nashville going into Omaha at home to wrap things up.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean, you can see the finish line. I think 20 games to go.
Right.
We all, you know, when spring training is, you know, when preseason football is cranking up, we're winding down. our final game is Monday, Labor Day, which will be 3 days before football kicks off. So as football season's kicking up, is definitely the indicator that we're heading down the stretch. And, you know, it's good to have a good August. You know, there's been seasons, I think it was 2 years ago, we had an okay season on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the team tanked in August. I think we went 10-21 in the final month of the season. And it just puts a downer on the offseason because you look back at the record and be like, I don't remember us finishing 15 games out of first place. You know, and the reason why is because you might have been 5 games or 6 games back most of the year, and then you just had a horrible final month of the season. And sometimes you can't avoid it.
Right.
You know, like I just told you, we've had two players get hurt, done for the season in the last week. But the replacements have been able to, and everybody else has been able to kick in. And that's the one thing about an organization. You know, you mentioned the Marlins not fighting for a playoff spot, but what they did this past winter was trade away some players at the major league level, which gave the organization a little bit more depth. So when we lose a guy, and when Miami loses a guy, they've got somebody in AAA waiting to get called up. And then when we lose a guy, we've got a guy in AA ready to replace him and all the way down the line. And that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's
right.
The way you want it to be. So, you know, if people are going to get hurt, and you know, your favorite team, the Cubs, I mean, Chris Bryant got hurt. He's an MVP. You know, did the team just mail it in? No. The guy that they replaced him with, you know, came up and hit a walk-off grand slam the other day.
Right.
You know, and that's what you need to do. And that came out of nowhere, and that's a guy that you wouldn't have expected that from, but that's what baseball teams need to do, the next guy up.
Funny you should mention that, Tim.
I knew you were going to bring
it
up.
Madsen looking in, Bodie waits. The 2-2, swing and a drive. Center field, Taylor back, Taylor looking, gone! David Bodie will walk it off. What a win! And the Chicago Cubs, as Bodie sprints around the bases, it's a walk-off grand slam. He tosses his helmet at the plate, and he's mobbed by his teammates at home plate.
Funny how I just had that queued up and ready to go, Tim.
I knew it was coming. I wasn't sure you were going to play the call, but I knew it was coming.
You know what? In typical Cubs fashion, they make me happy one day and they anger me the next. Top of the first, the Brewers 3-0 against the Cubs in Chicago. So there you go. The dreaded Brew Crew. They just won't go away, Tim. Let's transition to Major League Baseball here. But I will say this. Go to ESPN.com/MLB. Just click their MLB section And there it is. There's a picture of Derek Jeter. And the story is inside Derek Jeter's plan to build a winner in Miami. Tim, have you read that?
I have not read it
yet.
Yeah,
I think it just popped up.
The headlight. I'm glad you gave me the tip on it. I mean, I would have probably found it this afternoon. But, no, I'm interested to look at it now.
Yeah, there you go. So it's literally on the main Major League Baseball page for ESPN.com. But when you take a look at it, look, the Dodgers made some moves. And I don't know. It's just I'm trying to look at the teams that made moves this offseason, yet I kind of get the sense I feel they really didn't get a huge bump, really, any of the teams that really did. It's almost kind of like where they were, they're kind of still there. Am I wrong with that?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, I think, you know, the National League is kind of a mess. You know what I mean? Like you mentioned earlier, I mean, the Cubs are great one day and then they're bad the next day. And, yeah, they still have the best record in the National League, but, you know, you wonder. And you know, I think the National League, you know, when it all shakes down, it's going to get who gets hot, you know, in October. And, you know, the Dodgers were hot for a good while last year, and then they cooled off. And we wondered going into the postseason, would they get hot again? And they did. And now we made all these trades, and, you know, I thought the Dodgers were going to take off. Mm-hmm. I thought the Nationals would finally catch the Phillies and the Braves. And, you know, that loss by the Nats on Sunday, and then they lost on a walk-off last night to the Cardinals. Those two could be devastating, and that could be the end of their year, and it could be all falling apart. But it is interesting about these trades. You know, you think that you're making the right moves, and these general managers have to do it to save their jobs. But the reality of it is if they don't work, you know, what's going to happen on the next level? I don't really know. And in the National League, any of these teams could end up being representing and maybe even winning the whole thing, because if you get hot at the right time, you might be able to knock off one of the more powerful American League teams.
Speaking of the American League, what's wrong with the Yankees? Now 10 back of the Red Sox. Is it really just how well Boston's playing? 9-1 in their last 10. They've won 4 in a row. They're at 85 wins already. The Astros, 73. Indians, 67. Those are the other division leaders.
Well, the Yankees pitching staff has crumbled. I mean, CeCe went on the disabled list yesterday. Luis Severino's last 6 starts have not been good. The one thing you got to take from this is the Red Sox have 85 wins. And the Yankees, who still have got 74 wins.
Right.
Yeah, you're 10 games back. But, you know, they've cooled off lately, and their pitching is struggling. And, you know, it's almost to the point where you start kind of wondering, as good as Oakland's playing, Seattle went into Houston this weekend and swept the Astros. If the Yankees can't figure it out quickly and soon,
yeah,
one of these AL West teams or two of these AL West teams could catch them. You know, and I'm not ready to think the Astros are not going to win that division, but Seattle coming into Houston this weekend and sweeping them has certainly got to be concerning for the World Series champions. I mean, I know Correa's down and Altuve's banged up, and, you know, they're not the same team, but we're getting into late August now, and, you know, how quickly are those guys going to be back in your lineup, which I know
right. They're
all coming back, but can they flip the switch? I mean, that's, you know, can they get back to their same form? I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Houston finishes slowly. I still think they're going to win that division, and then they're going to, what, a 4-game lead at this point?
Mm-hmm.
2-game lead, you know, 2-game lead on Oakland, who's just been incredible. But I would be concerned if I was the Yankees, because Seattle and Oakland could potentially end up being the wild card teams, which would have been a shock.
Well,
because you and I have, you know, you and I said it back in May. We already knew that all the playoff teams were in the AL, and now all of a sudden it's looking like it might change.
It's funny you say that. Jordan the intern has a question for you. He's going to chime in and make himself useful in this baseball segment here, because he actually brought up, he did say, did you see the play in which somebody threw from outfield and it was a cannon of a throw and got him out at first? I didn't know what he was referring to, but go ahead.
Ramon Laureano.
Okay.
Plays for the A's.
I think it's Laureano or something like that.
Laureano.
Did you see that play, Tim?
I have seen that play. You know, that guy's been in AAA most of the year. We did not see him earlier in the year. He played for Nashville and got called
right.
up. What an incredible! You know, it's a web gem on the catch. Have you seen it yet, Gus?
Yes, deep left center.
For the folks that aren't listening, it's a web gem in the outfield to catch it, and then it's a web gem to pick the guy off at first base. It's one of those plays of the year type ordeals.
It's incredible. He catches it literally on the warning track at the wall, takes a step, and fires a laser. Momentum's taking them to the wall, takes one step, and fires a rocket, and the first baseman catches it at his chest level, just below his neck. That's where the ball came from the outfield. It's incredible. But Jordan has a question for you.
All right. So you never want to pick off when a runner is taking a step, and when the pitcher throws it to first base, the first baseman has to swipe his glove across the base runner.
You got to touch the runner.
Yeah,
you
got to
tag him up.
Exactly.
Right. You got to tag him. Yep.
So when it's a pop up, and the outfielder catches the ball, why is it just touch the bag instead of actually swiping the base runner?
Well, because he's got to be. It's a force out back to the bag after an out.
Okay.
That makes sense. It's just the rule. That's what it is. It's a force.
You have to be, if there's an out, you have to be back to that bag. You don't have to tag.
Right.
That makes sense?
So,
that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, that's what that rule is.
Although, if he tags, right, because you have to tag before you advance, and then you have to swipe to tag him if he's going in the second.
If he gets back to first base and steps on the bag and then gets back off the base, you would have to tag him out. Because at that point, he would be allowed to advance to second base. So usually what happens in those situations, you might have a rundown. But that's what would happen in those scenarios. But, yeah, what a great throw by Ramon Laureano in Oakland. As great as Boston is, and I know it's too early to start talking about MVP talking about coaches of the year. Boston's got 85 wins. But, you can't give him the manager of the year. Oakland has the lowest payroll. Oakland has a lower payroll than the Miami Marlins.
Wow.
And they've got 71 wins. And they're on the verge of making the postseason. This is incredible, what's going on out west. And it's not really that noticeable because no one pays attention to the Oakland A's. But, they've been incredible here. And it's been a great story for them.
The Cubs have the most wins in the National League, as you just said, at 68. So that ought to tell you. And they have a very high payroll. Thank you, Hugh Darvish and Jason Hayward. But anyway, yes, they do. No, they do. See, I'm trying to stomach.
Gus, I read an article this morning. Hugh Darvish is rehabbing.
Yeah, hey, ain't that nice? How about that?
And the article said
what?
That if that most likely, even if he comes back and pitches well, he will likely not be on the playoff roster.
Hey, you know what? Nobody knows how to throw away money, and I want to use different language than the Chicago Cubs. Tim, always a pleasure, man, where we chat and catch up. And just a few more games before you guys come back, and you will wrap up the regular season at home. Look, we had Cookie on. He mentioned it, and I'm not suggesting it, but there's only a few more games left. If you want to give me the opportunity to show join the intern just how athletic I am. I beat him in the football toss challenge at New Orleans Harley-Davidson on Saturday. He does not believe that I can throw a strike.
I can hit some dingers.
Oh, here we go. I'm talking about the first pitch from the mound.
And I will hit a dinger towards you.
No one's swinging. It's a ceremonial first pitch. They bring out a catcher. You throw from the mound. There you go.
I don't think if Gus is not blowing that velocity in there far enough. Firm enough for someone to probably hit one out of the ballpark.
That's accurate. That is accurate. But I did surprise Tim Grubbs when I threw mine. It was like a slider. It was an unintentional slider, but it did have tailing action and caught the outside part of the plate.
We're going to have to do that.
We need to get you out there. I need to talk to their guy that has set up those
Come on,
first
Tim.
Pitches because we don't
Come
have
on,
that many
Tim.
Teams to go.
Come on, Tim. Let's go. Get us out there.
Haven't swung a bat.
No, you're not swinging. It's called a first pitch.
No,
no one
I need
to
swing. I need to swing it.
Tim, I'm sorry. Sorry you had to deal with this. Thanks as always. Enjoy Memphis, and we'll see you when you come home.
Yep, we're home next Tuesday. Looking forward to it, Gus. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Take care.
I want to spoil your moment.
What are you doing? You're not spoiling anything. I'm Mr. Tim Grubbs. So we're going to follow him over on Twitter. You know what? You want a bat in your hand?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. That's what it would be like. 3 up, 3 down.
Or you'd just be walking me every time because you hit me.
I would
you
strike you out.
You throw a beanball at
I've
me.
I pitch. You would, I would strike you out.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You haven't seen the dingers.
Here we go. Yeah. Well, I've seen.
I'm a lefty.
That's even easier for me.
No, it's not.
Coming right on in on the hands.
Ooh. I'm going to drop down the bat. Ooh.
Are you?
Yeah.
Too bad I'm going to throw it high and inside. Whiff.
Now I got an eye like no other.
No.
Then I have to step.
My best sport, I'm just saying. I'm pretty confident in that one.
I'm confident at first base also.
Are you?
Yeah.
When you played tight end at LSU, you can
I played first base.
Did you call Paul? Did you tell him you can play first base too for him?
Yeah. I actually told him at practice one time.
Has Coach O gotten back to you about playing tight end?
No, Coach O is too worried about his, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, he hadn't got back to you about Paul. I got Paul's number, if you'd like. I mean, we have him on every now and then.
Call him up one day. Say, hey,
would you like to go try out for him?
I would.
Okay. We'll get it on video.
I'm so good at first base.
Try out for a team that, you know, season expectations every year to go to Omaha and win the College World Series. Yeah. But yes, join the intern, can walk right on in and play first base. All right. We'll do that. There you go, Joey. Ready? Here he is. Do it.
Hey.
No. What do you do? Sports Hangover, hour two. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
E-Bob here, and when my AC needs repair, I call the experts at River City's Total Maintenance. They're fast, they're professional, and they'll come out the same day you call. That's right, the same day, and get the job done right. Couple that with 2 and 3 year warranties and a 100% money back guarantee, and you cannot go wrong, my friends. So if you need same day AC service, call River City's Total Maintenance at 866-900-0417. That's 866-900-0417, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
Do you know if you've got the right insurance coverage? Is your car, home, or business protected? If you hesitated, see someone who knows. Price Bourgeois at Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Owner agent Price Bourgeois will personally help you find the coverage you need. And because he's an independent agent, he can find the right coverage that fits your budget. Hey, there shouldn't be any doubts about your insurance. Call Price Bourgeois at 985-803-8999. That's 985-803-8999. Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Home, commercial, auto.
When the sun comes up, people around here are already in motion. Vision Communications is no exception. We've built miles and miles of fiber optic network right here. Our goal is simple, constant improvement, so we can continue to bring your family quality service for telephone, internet, television, and home security. Day in and day out, we will not stop moving forward. We call it bringing you a better vision. More than a slogan, it's a promise. Vision Communications.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to thibodaux.com.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
That looked like the Terminator, only slower. Maybe it was his out-of-stater, or it could have been the Hibernator. That baby is definitely going away for the winter. Whatever for Vaughn, it might be see you later. He's probably going to become a spectator.
I mean, again, just that movie is so great.
Is that
really
the second
honestly,
one or the first one?
I think that was the second one.
I think the good advice came from the second, because when I watched the first one, there wasn't much on Monty.
You know what?
I was kind of disappointed. Like, what is this? What am I watching? There's no Monty in this.
Dynamite drop in Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
That's your commentary. Right now. You know what's interesting? You brought up a very good point. During the break, you want to play first base for the LSU Fighting Tigers, or you could, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you'd like to maybe reach out to Paul, see if he mm-hmm. would use you. Didn't you just ask Tim Grubbs why a runner has to come back to first
Because I was just making sure if the rules have changed when I played when I was little.
Oh, yes. Yeah, baseball, that sport that changes rules all the time.
Does it not?
No. If there's a sport that's reluctant to change, it's baseball.
They have all these new camera and all these challenges that you could throw out there now.
Uh-huh. There it is. Listen to that music, Jordan. Ready to go. at first base, Jordan the intern.
You should have seen me in my Pelican Park.
Too? Yeah, you bat lefty.
Yeah, you should have seen me in my Pelican Park days.
Do you have like one of those little baseball cards, like when you're, you know, nine or 8 years old?
No, I got those big pictures. I didn't get those small little pathetic things.
Why are they pathetic? There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone has the baseball cards.
Nah,
everyone.
I got the big picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
They're locked away in like a drawer or something. So.
You got a fat head of yourself, didn't you?
No.
Mom's fridge.
Are you on mom's fridge?
No.
Uh-huh.
Our refrigerator isn't magnetic anymore, so.
Well, you can tape it. I mean, there's magnets that you can hold the picture to. Mm-hmm. It's called, a fridge. Yeah, you know what? I have to explain how to put stuff on the fridge. Anyway, we're going to work on that. Like, we got to go out there and do a first pitch.
No, I want you to throw the ball to me, and I want to hit the ball.
Okay, again, we can go into the batting cage area underneath. We'll film it. We'll do that. That's fine. But no.
No, I want to show you I can put it over the fence.
Again, it's never happened. You don't do that. Like when they walk out and go, please turn your attention on the mound, and here comes us. And it's not for you to hit.
No, but as you're throwing, I'm running out there. And
there we go.
Swing on the run.
Yep.
Ding, dinger.
You know what? And then I hope the mascot just clobbers you.
I got a bat, Gus. I got a weapon, essentially. Okay.
So now you want to assault the mascot.
Not what I said.
I
might come at you with the bat.
It's pretty much what you said. You're going to jail. There you go. Now accepting positions for the internship program over at ESPN New Orleans, since the current one wants to make his way over to JPSO Sheriff's Office. Good job there, Jordan. You just told everybody you want to assault the mascot with a weapon, is what you said. Not a bat. You could have just used bat, but you said weapon. Perked ears all of a sudden now all over the airwaves. Weapon.
Essentially a weapon.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a weapon. It's a bat. Yes, you're right. Used improperly could be a weapon.
Hey, self-defense.
In the game in which I do the first pitch, we will have you do the dizzy bat race. How about that?
No.
Yes. Joey, that's what we're going to do. The dizzy
strike.
Bat race.
Strike.
We'll do the dizzy bat race. Exactly. Or maybe we can have you like celebrity home umpire, like Naked Gun. You could do that. Do you know the difference between balls and strikes? Okay. What's the strike zone right now? What's your strike zone? Because players are going to ask you. Manager's going to ask you. Pitcher's going to ask you. Where's your strike zone?
Knees to elbows. No, knees to shoulders.
Ooh, that's a really generous.
Hey, there's different umpires have different strike zones.
It's supposed to be that, but you want us out of here in 2 hours. You're going to have them swinging.
Right.
All right. Either that or it might be a 5 hour game because it's going to be 25-22 then. Shoulders to knees. Mm-hmm. That's a very generous strike zone.
What do you play? Stomach to knees?
I'll tell you what. I honestly don't know what a strike zone is right now watching Major League Baseball. I see balls right at the belt and they call high. Some umpires, I have no idea what a strike is. If a ball that's crossing the belt of the batter is not a strike, then I don't know what you could. I mean, how can you get anybody out? I'd be open to chest to knees.
Yeah, chest to knees.
There you go. Shoulders to knees is what you said, huh?
Yeah. That's,
I think the Graf could come back and pitch with a shoulder to knee strike zone. You know the Graf used to pitch, right?
No.
Yeah, lefty.
I've been hearing a lot of lefties all over the place.
They really are. I didn't
Matt
realize.
Matt Moscona said he was a lefty.
I didn't know Marlon Favorite was a lefty.
Yeah, Marlon was a lefty.
I'm looking forward to you coming back on Saturday and seeing how you're going to do. Don't forget, Saturday we'll be back again at New Orleans Harley-Davidson. Practice is 4 to 5:30 because it is the day after a game for the Saints. The final open practice. So if you're planning on attending, get out there a little bit earlier and come have some lunch with us. It's absolutely free. Burgers, hot dogs, sausages, chicken breasts that they got there as well. You got cold things.
Drinks.
Tasty
those are
treats,
drinks.
Like ice cream. You have popsicles. You have ice cream sandwiches in the freezer. Then you have an ice chest that's full of cold
beer.
Cold beer. All free.
And
you got
water.
An ice chest. They even make an ice chest of bottled water. And then we're going to have the football toss competition as well. We'll have a little fun. On the 25th, we're going to do a 40 hot dog eating contest, do all those things. That's the day that the Saints take on the Chargers on Saturday in preseason game number 3 at a 5 o'clock kickoff. So looking forward to that. So again, if you plan on going out there to Saints practice on Saturday, have fun. We'll have that video camera roll and see if Jordan will lose again to a Harley Angel. You better redeem yourself. I'm just saying.
I literally cannot lose her again.
If you lose again.
Dude, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it would be bad. Tomorrow we'll be at Shipley's Donuts. Come by and check us out there. We'll be on Metairie Road in Old Metairie, 2561 at Shipley's Donuts. Brian Enola East Jordan says filled donuts are trash.
Because they are trash.
So you don't like filled donuts?
No. Hey, Saul on Twitter.
Cream
I believe
or
this.
Jelly, huh?
I'm just gonna ignore that cream to jelly comment.
I can't believe you don't like disgusting. Filled donuts. They're not disgusting. Shipley's tomorrow, and then on Thursday, every Thursday, the ESPN Thursday Lunch Club at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie, 18th and Ridgelake. If you're looking for the corner, what does Saul say? Is he gonna break?
I believe the strike zone is letters to knees over the plate unless your umpire likes to make the strike zone ankles to the belt
in
the other batter's box.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. That's what I'm saying. I watch some major league games. I'm like, I have no idea how to strike. Like down the middle at the
letters
belt.
Letters are basically on your shoulders.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I grew up with that. I'm just telling you, I watch major league games, and maybe the graph could chime in on this, but I'm telling you that I have seen games where the ball crossed the belly button. Ball. I have no idea how that's a ball, but it's a ball. And the ump does like this with his hand.
They just need to put laser technology.
Okay. On that note, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Bright Supermarket is focused on customer service, quality products, competitive prices, and specialized service to the offshore oil industry. Let Frank's catering department do the cooking for you. The bakery has fresh breads and rolls, sandwich trays made daily, veggie trays, chicken salad, homemade chili, cakes, and pies. Need catering for a wedding, bridal shower, funeral, corporate meeting, or home party? Call Frank's Supermarket today in La Rose, Golden Meadow, Lockport, and Des Almas. Online shopping now available at franksupermarket.com.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Been a long offseason without football, but FanDuel has spent it getting into the best shape of their lives. That means this, FanDuel is ready for more. More ways to play, more ways to challenge your friends, and most importantly, more ways to win. FanDuel also has new options for playing daily fantasy with your friends because the only thing better than winning cash is winning your friends' cash. Right now, you can get a $20 bonus when you make your first deposit on FanDuel. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/WillCain. Age and state restrictions apply.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Mmm, donuts.
A little Homer Simpson. Can't go wrong with chocolate ice. What's your favorite donut?
Glaze.
I'm going to ask that tomorrow. Just a good old hot glaze, huh?
Yep.
You gotta have a fresh hot glaze. That is sweet. I would put that at two.
Did you say what your number one was?
Oh, jelly? Chocolate iced.
Chocolate iced?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chocolate iced.
See, I like donuts, but I have to be in the mood for them, just like bacon.
Oh, my. You know what? There's something wrong with
you. So, like, if I eat a donut, I'll be sluggish the rest of the day.
Oh, come on. It has sugar in it.
Exactly.
How can you be sluggish?
Because you have that like rush in the morning when you first wake up, then all of a sudden your stomach hurts.
No.
And then
see, this is called you need to go see attention
drowsy.
From medics because that's not normal if you just wake up and your stomach hurts.
After eating a donut.
No.
This is why breakfast isn't my least favorite meal of the day.
You need to be studying.
I think
you need to be
studying.
In my opinion. No bacon.
Yeah.
You don't want anything filled in your donut. You have to be in the mood for donuts.
Yep.
You wake up with a stomach ache, and now your least favorite donuts. meeting of meal. Meal is breakfast.
Believe it or not, I sometimes
I
eat pizza or I eat like
believe it or not. I believe you.
Yeah. I eat lasagna. If lasagna's left over for breakfast, I don't eat eggs. I mean, I'll eat eggs if I'm in the mood for it. Like breakfast I have to be in the mood for.
Be in the mood for breakfast.
Yeah, I could eat anything. I could eat a burger like right when I wake up.
Okay.
Just breakfast is just gross. Like to me that's the most unhealthiest meal of the day, even though
it's actually the most important meal of the day.
No.
No, it is.
I think it's the most unhealthiest for what like what kind of stuff they have.
Trust me when I tell you.
Cinnamon buns.
It is the most important meal of the day.
Cinnamon buns.
Well, you can make like you know, you can make fruit.
Donuts.
You can make fruit.
Pancakes covered in syrup? That does not sound healthy to me.
What's wrong with you? You're troubling.
Give me a good burger.
A burger in the morning, that's what you want for breakfast.
Or lasagna.
Yeah. You must love like Mardi Gras time, huh? Just cold chicken? Is that what you want?
Cold chicken?
Now you don't like cold chicken either?
Don't give me cold chicken. Make that thing nice and hot.
Oh, boy.
Put it on the grill.
ESPN.com gave out, put out their power rankings. Jason. You have an interesting life. I'm just letting you know.
Once
you,
it's a struggle out here not liking breakfast.
Once you leave mom and dad, it's going to be a very interesting life for you. Just letting you know. I don't know how many Mrs. Future Kleebears are going to, you know, walk outside at 6:30 and go grill you a burger and some chicken at 6:30 in the morning.
I just won't eat breakfast.
Okay. Power rankings has the Eagles at 1, the Patriots at 2, your New Orleans Saints 3. This is the write-up. Wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith, the rookie, third-round draft pick from Central Florida, has made some of the flashiest plays throughout training camp and the preseason opener, showing a good combination of size and speed at 6'2", 210. Coaches have still been harping on him for issues such as communication, alignment, etc. But his big play ability should get him on the field as a third and fourth receiver. The Minnesota Vikings are number 4, Pittsburgh 5, Rams 6, there's the Jags at 7, Green Bay 8, your Atlanta Falcons 9, Chargers 10, the Carolina Kitty Cats are 12, so 3 teams, Jordan, in the top 12 from the NFC South. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Just saying. Dallas Cowboys, Marlon favorite of 13. See where those Tampa Bay Buccaneers are. Keep scrolling. Oh, there they are. I'm actually surprised. 25. 25 is where they are.
Surprised that they're that.
I thought they may be a little lower. Although, again, we keep saying I should be surprised. They have talent. I just don't think they're very well coached. But 25.
That's only 7 away.
Dead last, the Miami Dolphins. Cleveland's 31. The Jets, 30. That's low for them. I think they're going to be much better than that. Sports Hangover continues in hour number 3. Don't go anywhere. Kent Trahan, bottom of next hour. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Donuts. Donuts.
Tee up your game improvement during Gulf Tech's August Crush It Sale.
Crush It Sale.
Learn to crush it farther and straighter.
Crush it.
With lessons and club fitting
now on sale
for up to 20% off in August.
Crush it.
Get started with a swing evaluation or Tech Fit club fitting for only $100. Find your nearest Gulf Tech at GulfTech.com.
GulfTech.com.
GulfTEC.com.
Swing better. Play better. Gulf Tech.
Napa Know-How.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts.